Let me also give you a little bit about the scope. I am not going to talk about the Truth in Lending RESPA integrated disclosures. That's covered someplace else. I am also not going to talk about the servicing rules, which have been recently updated. Rather, I'm going to focus on some other federal regulatory update material. Now, the really sad thing is I've got lots of material to share with you without talking about those major, major things. So with that, let's go ahead and get into the major material here. Again, I represent community banks. So a lot of the community banks in the state of Texas make in-portfolio loans. They don't make loans that are going to be packaged up and sold in the secondary market. They have to comply with, of course, all of the provisions that came about through the Dodd-Frank Act. And as you know, that law was actually passed in 2010 with the CFPB actually up and running and rules starting to be promulgated in 2011. We're still dribs and drabs getting the rules in place to fully implement the Dodd-Frank Act. One of the essential provisions in that law is that when residential mortgage loans are made, the lender needs to verify that the borrower has, and this is a crazy concept, the ability to repay. Now, the reason this is important is because in previous years, and one of the ideas as to the cause of the mortgage meltdown was that borrowers got loans without the ability to repay being fully verified. My good friend at TBA, John Heasley, refers to these as ninja loans.